The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim. This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
In this moment in time, right now, this very second, I can truly say that I have the whole damn world in my head.
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Right here.
I knew you'd come.
And this is going to be simply glorious.
Cause now I'm back.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're back. It's the season finale. No! How did this sneak up on us like this?
Too quick.
We should have more.
We need more.
We should totally have more. I don't know why we don't have more. Anyway, we don't have more. This is the season finale, and while we're seeing everything that's going down, headed to SummerSlam, we have a prom, we have Bella's, we have a dance-off, and we have a suspension.
And a quote.
Anything that I accomplish, everyone assumes it's because she's John Cena's girlfriend, Nicole. That's very true.
It is very true.
It's one of the stigmas. And we hear Renee, she's doing the kickoff for SummerSlam. We see Maryse, we see Miz, we see Lana, Naomi,
Brie, Charlotte, Brian, Maryse, Naomi, Natty, Lipstick.
Carmel in the background. We see everybody getting ready.
Grabbing weave. No one's telling the baby Natty team who their partner is at SummerSlam.
Because had Eva been suspended at this point?
Eva was suspended at this point, which we'll get into in the episode. We'll see what the timeline is. Now, see, here we go.
All right, 2 weeks earlier.
See, we're backtracking because we know.
Because they know how to tell a good story.
They know how to tell a good story. Miz is playing with his weed whacker. No, it's
leaf blower.
Leaf blower. It's funnier with a weed whacker.
Maryse is taking selfies and she's asking Miz for a little wind.
And he's blowing her with his leaf blower so she can take a selfie. So now you know when she's in a blue bikini why her hair is blowing, because he's blowing a leaf blower at her.
She wants to do a party because everybody's on the West Coast. Oh, and now they want to do something in New York where they all get together and they have fun since everybody's been split up and it's awkwardness because they don't get to see each other anymore.
Apparently they throw a lot of big parties.
It's a party house.
Maryse is going to be party planning. Now she's trying the leaf blower. And now she's blowing him with the leaf blower.
Best way you can blow him on this show.
With a leaf blower.
With a leaf blower.
Maybe they're in. Anyway, we're at Nicole and John's beach house.
We have Brie, and now we're hearing Nicole say that she's not going to be needed till SummerSlam, and she's super bummed.
Until after SummerSlam.
That's what I said.
No, you said SummerSlam. After.
After SummerSlam.
The key word's after for this point, because she won't make SummerSlam. This is the summer house, or the beach house. Why does she have so many damn bags? Can you imagine how many they have at the real house?
Maybe the closet at the other house is full?
That means that there's a lot of bags everywhere.
What gets me is she leaves those there.
Right?
The bags and the shoes and probably some of the jewelry and the clothes and everything.
Yeah.
She, She probably leaves all that there. She
probably does. So she was talking about how she wants to prove to herself that she can come back. That was the seriousness of the conversation that was going on, that we were talking about bags and stuff. Anyway, Eve is walking in. Maurice is there. She meets up with Carmella, was it?
We see Renee. Okay, we're in Austin. Everybody look for Taker. Because this is the build to SummerSlam. I know we're talking about jumpsuits. Because, you know, they need to make sure they're not wearing the same thing.
A Chateau Marmiz party, they're called.
There's Alberto.
Natty never had a date to the prom. Natty never had the prom experience. So they're throwing a prom. Since everyone is off on Saturday, except for, you know, everyone that I can see. But that doesn't matter for the main roster. There's Becky.
Becky!
Maurice is asking Miz to the prom. Miz is like, I had to turn people down.
Oh, Miz, please. Don't lie. Hey, there's Dolph. And apparently Dolph took his cousin to prom. And there is a guy in the background with epic hair. Like, epic hair. That was beautiful hair. And now Renee and Maurice are dancing together.
Like they are at a prom. And then she puts her hands on... forces Renee's hands on her boobs.
I don't think she necessarily needed a force. She could have probably asked and Renee would have done it. Just saying.
We have the SmackDown Live pyro.
And we have Natty coming out in her catsuit. Alexa! Becky!
So we're talking about how, what the big match is for a pay-per-view, how it's Natty and Alexa and Eva versus Carmella, Becky, and Naomi.
And New York City is the place to be in WWE. Well, yeah, you know, HQ is like right up the road.
About an hour and a half drive. Hey, it's...
it's Eva Marie!
He was like, I was going back to Developmental, and now I'm going to be one of the biggest pay-per-views of the year. She's being chased around the ring by Naomi.
I remember this.
She knows there's a lot of pressure there. This Becky gets the win. And now it is SummerSlam weekend.
In the Windy Apple.
In the Windy Apple. No, Windy Apple is
Chicago. The Foggy Apple. Oh, wait, no, that's London.
That's London. Big Show is shaking the Usos car.
Oh, my God.
There's Lana taking selfies.
That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. There's Danny Bryan. There's Brie. There's Eva.
By the way, congratulations to Brie and Bryan.
As baby Birdie is officially born. Very healthy baby girl.
Yes, congratulations to them.
We'll get
very,
more
very happy.
We're getting more into it in the main show. Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Now we have Miz and Maurice. They're going out for lunch.
That's a cool place. I like that. I like his jacket, too. He's rocking that red. They're going shopping.
Miz is like, you still want to do that prom thing? He thought it was a joke.
Apparently not. They want to have fun. They want to have a party. They want to have drinks and just relax and chill out. And why not? They've earned it.
They have, but Miz doesn't want the theme. He just wants something simple. Apparently, Maurice got dumped 2 hours before her prom, and so she never went to prom.
I went to prom, but I got dumped at prom. And then my friends went and rolled his house.
There you go.
Because my friends are awesome like that.
There you go.
And now he's asking her to prom.
She's like, oh my god, okay. It's cheesy and charming. So she got her answer, and now she's like, yep, we're doing it. And we have some news. He was about to talk about his match, and wonder how he wants to use Maurice.
Eva's been sent home.
He's like, he was doing so well. Worst timing ever. She doesn't want to get filmed, and she's going home.
And they film her anyway.
Well, far away shots.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to do interviews. Nothing there. As we're going to look at what's coming up later in the program. So, the big news. Maurice got asked to the prom by the Miz. No. Alright, so the big news is Eva's been suspended.
And I remember when this happened and we were all sitting here because it was actually Paige and Eva were pretty much back to back in terms of
storyline, and Paige was like 4 weeks ago.
So it's like, and I remember when Eva got suspended because we were all sitting here and it's like you and I were like, oh, holy crap, what are they going to do?
Yeah. So it was Del Rio, then Paige, and then Eva. It was that whole big suspension kick they were on. And it was like, she was being heavily featured. She was... it was a big thing, because we just mentioned it was like, yeah, big to do. So, we'll see how it plays out. There's a lot of speculation. This is the last time we're going to see Eva, because she has not appeared on WWE television. I think she may do an interview on the show to explain it all. I don't know, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, she has not been seen on WWE television since the suspension. She has not come back. It's because it's like, she did the suspension, and then she went and did a movie, and then I think she did another one after that, or she, I mean, it's basically, I think once she got done with the movie, it was like the holidays, and they didn't bring her back for the holidays, and it was Rumble, and then it was Mania, and she didn't come back for Mania. They had no plans for her at all, and now we're where we are, and it's basically, at this point, she's at the end of her contract. and it's been announced she's not renewing her contract.
She did two movies back to back.
Back to back. And at this point, she's not coming back. So this could be the last time we ever see Eva on Total Divas.
It's quite possible, yeah. Which, it's weird, because as far as the Total Divas character, she's really done it all. She's gotten married, she did the wedding, and, you know, she's done everything. The only thing she hasn't done is have a baby.
But I don't think she's ready to do.
I don't think she's ready to do. So as a character on the show, she's caused all the drama. She's sort of, like, the only thing they had to do is wrestling-wise, is, like, where she goes wrestling-wise. She was great being Maurice's BFF on the show. I will say that.
Yeah, and I mean, she could still be a part of Total Divas in terms of she's seen with Marie. She could be a background character. Because I think the contract for Total Divas is separate than WWE.
But we're back. We're seeing her walk back in, get into the car, and there's, you know, Renee doing a video about it. So she's been on this medication since high school, and they need another form of paperwork, and it got turned in late. So
she says, see you in 30 days.
So that explains it, because that did come out. She did talk about paperwork.
Well, first her husband, like, came out and tried to start stuff, and everybody was like, dude, shut up. And then she actually released a statement where she explained what had happened, and that's all that was said on it.
Lana's now telling Brie and Brian, what happened with Eva? Lana's trying to make friends with Bree.
And Bree's not having any of it. Bree's like, yeah, okay, bye.
I want to go do my husband to make a baby. So Lana's talking to her sister, thinking she should be the surprise. Lana's been training constantly down at the Performance Center with NXT.
And Lana's pushing hard to get on the match, to get on the show.
But she's on Raw. This is a SmackDown match. Just saying. Hey, it's Brian and Brie.
Well, technically, she could be moved to SmackDown.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. So we're at the lunch with Brian and Brie. Apparently, Brie screwed up her eyebrows. Oh, she did that thing, that suction cup thing.
The suction cup thing? What is the suction cup thing?
Do you see the suction cup marks on her back?
Yeah.
There's some sort of treatment you could do with suction cups. I don't know.
I have to Google this now.
I don't know the exact name of it, but a lot of people do it. Brie's like, Brian, can you talk to the writers about how getting Nikki on the show, be the surprise partner? Brie's like, stop staring at my eyebrows. Lana's trying to be Elsa for her prom dress. You're really Googling the suction cup thing, aren't you?
Yes, I am. That dress does nothing for her. I don't really... The sales girl's like, no, don't stop.
She doesn't want to be cliche or generic. She wants to be different. She wants to break down and dance for, hey, it's Naomi.
Oh, God, it's Naomi versus Lana.
Lana's like, I could outdance you in a dress, but I'm going to wear a tuxedo instead. I don't think I can outdance you. I know I can outdance you.
Okay, but what is it, like, treat?
Lana's like, you know, I can outbreak dance you. You can't break dance. They're going to bring it at the prom. It's going to be broad. Anyway, we're still in New York. We're going to get to the suction cup thing at the break. Hold on.
Okay. We're seeing shots of New York. We're at a deli. We're at a bakery.
With the Bellas.
And Bree's wearing a blanket.
Nikki doesn't want to be judged on the food she's eating. And yeah, she's wearing a quilt. It looks like her jacket is a quilt. Bree's excited to be at SummerSlam as a fan. Bree's like, told Nikki, he's like, I pitched to Brian and maybe get you on SummerSlam. Nikki doesn't need anyone's help to get on the show. Bree's like, I didn't go to the bosses. I went to Brian, my husband, talking about my sister. That's all. Brie calls Nikki ungrateful. Nikki's very disappointed.
Oh my God, Natty dancing.
Anyway, we'll leave
the twins.
Suction cups, go.
What does it do? Like, what does it treat? It doesn't say it treats, excuse me, anything. Other than there's, like, different methods. There's, like, dry cupping, fire cupping, wet cupping. I mean, this is some kinky stuff right here.
I'm telling you.
I've actually seen the fire cupping before. And I hear it's painful as crap.
I've heard this whole thing is painful.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You're sticking a suction cup on your body and it's like pulling your skin out. I think it's supposed to be, basically the only thing I can find is it's cleansing.
I like a cupping therapy is what it's called. Not just suction cups. It's called cupping therapy. And like the first thing under effectiveness, cupping is poorly supported by scientific evidence.
Yeah, there is no good evidence it has any benefit on health and there are some concerns it may be harmful.
Any reported benefits are likely due to placebo effect.
Okay.
Advocates
claim that cupping is an alternative treatment for cancer. However, the American Cancer Society notes available scientific evidence does not support claims that cupping has any health benefits, and also that treatment carries a small risk of burns. Oh, God. So basically what this is, for our friends out there in Radioland, through suction, the skin is drawn into a cup by creating a vacuum in the cup placed on the skin over the targeted area. The vacuum can be created either by the heating and subsequent cooling of the air in the cup via mechanical pump or other methods. The cup is usually left in place somewhere between 5 and 15 minutes. It's believed some by some to help treat pain, deep scar tissues in the muscles and connective tissue, muscle knots, and swelling. However, the efficiency of this is unknown.
We're at a tap-out gym with Renee Young and Natty and Naomi.
And Maria Menounos.
And Alexa.
And Alexa's so cute.
They're teaching a class. I think Summer's in there.
Yeah, Summer's there. And they're putting over the matches.
Naomi's like, I've heard that Lana's trying to get in the match. And now they're talking about their dance battle. So, Lana's so confident that of this dance battle, she's going to bring in Natty to be her partner. And Trinity's going to use her husband.
Now, husband's got moves, though.
I know. And now Natty's teaching the class. And we're somewhere else in New York.
It's Bree and Brian.
In their hotel room. Brian built a canoe.
My phone got crushed by the car that almost hit the old lady. Brian, stop.
Bree's telling Brian that Nikki flipped out about her comment about, you know, putting a good word in. Brian's feet blend right into the bed.
Yep, his socks are that way.
Bree's like, she didn't exactly ask me. And Brian's like, I thought she did. He's like, you have to confirm things with her. Like, no, I don't. Brian's like, I didn't want Nicole to go up and talk the pitch to John. Hey, get Brian back. Brian's like, your heart was in a good place, but you can't always teach people how to live.
Are you able to have a good night's sleep before you apologize? Yes, of course, it's just my sister. And now Natty's like, I don't know how to dance. Teach me.
Lana thought Natty knew how to pole dance. Lana, have you met Natty? No offense to Natty, but have you met Natty?
She lies a lot.
Lana's a former professional dancer, so they're taking a dance class.
We've heard this before.
Last person was all red everything.
And she got egg on her face.
Natty's trying to sound so cool. Lana's like, Natty's really bad. Really, really bad. But I haven't seen anything impressive out of Lana yet. Natty's like, I nailed that.
Oh my god.
Natty wants to freeball it.
Do the white girl hair flip. Do it, do it, do it, do it!
Natty's going to dance her nuts off tomorrow. Lana was like, in the ring, I would listen to Natty. She's a veteran now. Now he needs to listen to me.
I love how the instructor's like, you can do the thing! You can totally do the thing!
So, Natty.
Natty, honey, bless you for trying. You can't falter for trying.
No.
But somebody's doing a hair flip tomorrow at this prom thing. I can already feel it. There's gonna be a hair flip.
A few.
But yeah, Natty, that seems to be like a theme with Natty. I wouldn't say Natty necessarily lies. She kind of over-embellishes.
No, she lies. She flat-out lies. But no.
She's trying to put a positive spin on this, like to not call her a liar. Because she's the sweetest human being on earth. I don't want to call her a liar, but it's like...
But she eventually comes out and admits her lies. So,
like the whole Cat Fancy thing.
That, the time she had her, they did a whole cooking thing for her sister. Like, she admits her lies after a while. Everything with TJ, she admits her lies. But she starts with the lie and then has to work her way into the truth. So, stop saying, the best part is, Natty's an awful liar. That's a positive. She's awful at it because people see right through it. Because after she lies, she has to actually go through with all the things she tries to put out there into the world. And it usually bites her in the ass.
More than usually.
See, I was trying to be nice there, and you're saying it's not just a one-way street. She throws it right back out. Anyway,
as we come back from break, we're with the Bellas.
They're going to put this aside for now, and they're going to be professional at the Birdie Bee meeting. Bree's like, let's talk. There's our quote, the John Cena's girlfriend quote. She wants to always keep it that she does everything on her own.
And that's a noble thing to do. You're not going to outrun that stigma. You know? People are always going to think that. You're never going to not. No one's ever going to know that.
Right.
Or think that. Excuse me.
Lana's practicing her dance moves on the street. Because that's the, you know, place to do it. I mean.
Get her some cardboard.
And put down the cap and throw some money in there. She wasn't half bad. Miz is coming with a gift. With a big ribbon on it.
It's a dress.
He did well.
Oh, wow.
It was the same dress that she had when she was originally supposed to go to prom, just about.
Like, the same dress, same cut, same color.
Yeah, this is 10 more expensive. He has white gloves.
Oh, and they do the pretty woman moment. He's so romancing the hell out of her right now.
He's gonna get lucky. Cameras get out of the room, and he's gonna get so lucky.
No, she won't mess up her hair.
Okay, later.
Later, yeah. Later, in the limo, he's getting so lucky.
Mm-hmm. So they have arrived at prom. So he goes, you're awesome, Miz. I know.
We have corsages, we have balloons. Okay, this is really cool. We have an ice sculpture.
There's Maria Menounos. We're taking the prom picture. There's Dana Brooke. Big Show.
Big Show. They're drinking. I love it.
Every prom that they've ever been to, they've always had a principal.
Oh my god, they have a principal. No, they didn't! They got Mr. Belding.
They got
Mr. Belding. Of course they got Mr. Belding. and they're all excited.
They're going to do all the tacky prom
stuff.
Is Barry
Cornelius dressed like Madonna?
Oh my god, we have the same about a bell opening.
Okay, props to whoever put this in!
We're the voting for the prom king, we're all doing some dancing, with the Saved by the Bell music. This is pretty awesome. They're having their own little Saved by the Bell.
They're having a twerk off.
Miz and Maurice are with Zack and Kelly. Big Show with Screech.
Screech ate people.
Big Show would eat people.
So Naomi's Lisa?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Belding grabbing him by the ear. Oh, it's call out
here
time.
Yo.
Dance off time. It's time to get the whooping of your life, says Naomi. And Natty's ready to go. She pushes Naomi. We're getting ready for the dance off.
I can't even with this right now.
Let's go to break.
Okay, this is really, really, really cute. I like this.
Mr. Belding will do anything for a buck.
It's not even Mr. Belding will do anything for a buck. It's more, it's them blowing off steam, having a good time before SummerSlam. It's probably the night before SummerSlam. And they're just having a good time. They're having fun.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic.
And they did it up right.
They did it all cheesy right. Yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
I mean, I'm digging it.
It's awesome. It's very cool.
But to kind of go back to Nikki and Brie, I can respect Nikki wanting to do it on her own.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing wrong with accepting help. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. Because here's the thing. You're not going to outrun that stigma of, oh, she's John Cena's girlfriend. She's John Cena's wife. You're not going to outrun that. And it's actually going to get worse when they get married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be so much worse because now it's, oh, well, she's his wife. So, of course, he did that for her. And I don't say that, you know, I'm not saying that in a negative way to slight anything she's done. But it's like, that's how it's going to be. That's how people are going to see it. So it's like, you're never going to outrun that. Because it's like, while you're doing everything on your own, and you know you're doing everything on your own, and that's great, nobody else is going to necessarily know that or see that. Except for the people that are closest to you. It's like the mass audience isn't backstage. We don't see what you do. So we don't see you getting this stuff on your own.
Right.
And in an indirect way, she kind of has gotten some of the stuff she's gotten because she is John Cena's girlfriend. Because she's on this show. There's the indirect tie. I'm not saying it's much. But still, her star has risen because of this show, because of her tie to him. All of those different things, you know, in terms of just the opportunities that they've done together with this show. As we come back from break, we're still at the prom, and now we're getting the dance off, where we see John laying it down.
Doing the moonwalk, Belding brings Natty onto the stage, or floor.
Is Maria Menounos actually wearing Kelly's dress? Like Kelly's prom, or not Kelly, Lisa's prom dress?
Kind of. It's that throwback type of dress, yeah. Oh, look at Lana, man. She's very flexible.
And mind you, Naomi's pulling splits and kicks and everything in a dress.
And she does a mic drop. So who won?
There's 30 of you here, and there's 35 votes.
For prom king.
Oh my god, the Usos stacked the box. I love that. And Maurice and Mike are prom king and queen.
Like,
put your hands where you want because she's your wife. And he grabs her ass.
As you do. We're at SummerSlam. Slow-mo hair time.
So we're pretty much back where we started.
At
the very beginning. We see everybody getting ready for the show. Everybody's freaking out.
They're all wondering, who's replacing Eva?
Oh, please put Becky on the show. Please put Becky on the show. Please do it. I need Becky and her puns on the show.
The Usos like, I'll replace her. And Natty grabs some weave. Natty's going to lose it if she doesn't know who this partner is.
Natty's freaking out right now. She's just slightly freaking out right now. And they're all like, Lexa's sitting there like, she kind of needs to calm down. Just a little bit. It's going to be fine.
And now they're sitting on a private bus. I wonder who's going to appear in the private bus.
Gee, I have no idea. Who showed up at SummerSlam? Wasn't it James Ellsworth?
No, it wasn't James.
Our favorite diva?
No, it wasn't James, no.
Oh, wait, no. Our favorite diva is Bray Wyatt. He's our favorite diva. I still want Total Fellas. In, like, the worst way.
So, sum up the prom.
The prom was very prom-like. You know, you had people dressed up, you had dancing, you had Mr. Belding, you know, there was a dance-off, which was pretty sick, there was alcohol at this prom, which is unlike your high school prom, at least the official prom. Whatever y'all got up to at your unofficial after prom. I respect you. I was one of them. I respect you. But yeah, I think a good time was had by all. You know, it was just them cutting loose, having a good time, and just having fun. Because if you think about it, they probably don't get to do that a lot. Just with their schedules.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's one weekend where, yes, they have a big show Sunday, but they don't have to work Saturday because NXT does a Saturday, so the main roster is off.
Anyway, we're back. It's day of SummerSlam. Natty's freaking out. Everybody's getting ready.
Backstage, slow motion twirls, because That's what you do.
And now we see them kicking off SummerSlam with the awesome, amazing set.
The first night for that set.
It's still a great set. It's the set where we all went, holy crap, look at that thing! And now we see the women's match, we see Naomi coming out.
They finally know.
Wait, what? Those teases! We know who it is, but those teases! So anyway, Natty freaking out at SummerSlam Day. Just take it down, like, a notch. Or 10. Just calm down. It's gonna be okay. You know? And we're back from break. We're gonna find out who the mystery partner is. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Oh, there's Finn Balor's abs.
Finn Balor's abs.
It's Finn Balor's abs. Oh, wait, we see socks. We see sparkle.
We see boobs.
We see boobs. And hey, look, it's Nikki! Nikki's the surprise partner. And Dana and Renee are excited. John's excited. Or as excited as John gets. Shane's like, yeah, buddy.
By the way, those slow-mo shots do not match the shots that we just saw of her actually coming to the ring. Just saying.
It's pre-taped.
Exactly. Because it's been the same slow-mo shot they've used all season. Natty's and Nikki's home. I can't believe Nicole is back.
Now we see the girls mixing it up.
I could see them putting Dana Brooke on the show.
I think they might be.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
She needs something. Nikki's like, this is the exact place where I should be, and it's in the spring. As we see Naomi wiggle her ass in front of Natty's face.
It's for the dance-off.
Naomi's very happy. She sees herself growing. She
you can't call the rack. Gimmick infringement.
Gimmick infringement. And she's back. One, two, three. Pinning Carmella.
I call it the Bella Bomb, personally. Hey, it's Mauro Ranallo. Hi, Mauro. We love you.
Talking about the growth of the women. Why does this feel like a series finale?
Because it could be.
Could be. Or it's Nikki's season finale, series finale on the show.
Brie and Nikki's. Well, I mean, if you think about it, it could be because they have their own show. It got picked up. So you take Brie. Hey, there was Hunter.
3 weeks later.
We'll talk about this in a minute. We're in Arizona. We see hummingbirds. Gee, birds and bees. Brian's with the dog. She doesn't know if it's broken. Oh!
She's been pregnant for 3+ weeks.
It finally happened! Brie got pregnant!
And the cameras just had to be there for it. Conveniently.
Can you stop fondling that? You peed on it.
She is so happy. So we're getting the preview clip for Total Bellas. Moving to Phoenix. The Bella baby. Talking about Brian going to WrestleMania. There's the same slow-mo shot we just saw. Nikki's like, you never asked me what type of diamond I like. John's like, I'm not opposed to marriage. It's all nude Brie with the belly, baby belly.
Okay, so this very well could be a series finale for the Bellas, just because, as we just saw, and as I was saying, that Total Bellas is being picked up. They're getting their own show, so it doesn't make sense to have them still be on Total Divas if they have their own show. Like, they can still be background players, but as you've seen this season, they've really kind of backed off Nikki and Brie a lot to give the other girls some room. So I can see, you know, with obviously with Eva leaving, with potentially Nikki and Brie leaving, that they're introducing other girls to the show to see how they do.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could bring Dana Brooke on the show. You could bring Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Emma, Charlotte. Sasha Banks said she wouldn't do it, so she's out. You could bring Foxy back.
No, you don't.
Paige is an unknown, too.
You don't need to bring Foxy back.
You know, I think Rose is retired, so Rose is out. You could look down in NXT. You could see what girls are down in NXT that maybe want to do it. So there's a way that you could really kind of sort of reboot the show if they wanted to reboot the show. I mean, it's been 6 seasons. They've gotten 6 seasons out of this. Will they go for 7? We don't know. They could. They easily could. I mean, it's not doing as well in the ratings as it used to, but it's still doing solid numbers.
It's doing fantastic numbers for you. It's not doing Kardashian numbers, but nothing will do Kardashian numbers. But beyond that, it's doing really well.
It's still an opportunity for the girls to shine. And I know people make fun of this show because it's, you know, oh, it's the girls' reality TV show. But it gave the women a platform that they'd never had before, where they had the opportunity to shine and get themselves over with the audience and build a fan base, because it's another way for them to get on TV, because before they had to fight to get on TV. So now all of a sudden you have this network reality show coming to you and going, hey, we have an hour of TV and we want to feature you on it. You and a handful of other girls. And I mean, you saw how many of them jumped at the opportunity. Now some of them don't want to do it because it's reality TV and they want to be seen as not reality stars. And that's totally cool. There's nothing wrong with that. But a lot of the girls jump at the opportunity because it's extra money. It's a hellacious schedule because you're shooting on your days off, but it's extra money. It's extra exposure. And you've seen, you know, what the Bellas have done with it, where they've parlayed it into their own show and into endorsement deals and into other means of making money. Eva Marie did the same thing. I think those are the only two that have kind of parlayed it into a business opportunity. And I'm sure the others have as well, but they haven't been as public.
Natty and her cat.
Natty and her cat.
By the way,
Natty and her cat.
By the way, for all your cat, dog, pig, and now mini donkey pictures, go to Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
I made him put the mini donkey on there because mini donkeys are awesome. But anyway, so it's like, and after six seasons, you know, it's, you need to kind of refresh the cast a little bit because we've had girls come and go, but overall it's been the same central core cast. So it's like you have the Bellas go, you replace them, you kind of phase Natty out a little bit, you replace Natty, you know, Eva's obviously gone, Paige is, like I said, Paige is an unknown. Nobody knows what's going on with Paige right now. I don't even think there's a return date for her yet. Is there?
No.
So nobody really knows what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's they could be completely retooling the show, or they could be canceling it. They could just come back with a few different new people.
I hope they just come back with a few different new people. I think it needs a fresh cast. You keep Lana, you keep Renee, and you sort of freshen it up from there. You kind of do. After six seasons of a show, you need a fresh cast. And Phil Divas has been very good at freshening up the cast, as we've seen it throughout the season. So it's like, I'd give rid of some, you know, make some of the girls background players, just sort of focus in on the news stories.
Keep Naomi.
It's hard to keep. It's good to keep her, but she has to be a secondary player just because.
But you need to keep her because it's like she's the voice of reason on that show.
Right, but she can't be a focus because she's good to be alongside people, but she shouldn't be the focus.
Well, you could do a focus on her this year because of her road to the title.
You could.
Because right now she's the women's champion on SmackDown, so it's, you could have her be a focus of next season and her building her career, her coming back from injuries, and coming back to win the title once before WrestleMania and again at WrestleMania. So you could tell that story with Naomi. Absolutely 100% tell that story with Naomi and make her a focus this season, you know, of her trying to come back from injury.
If they were taping them during that, yeah.
If they were taping during that, yeah. Or they could, you know, it's like you start it with her winning the title at WrestleMania and her kind of story as champion and how she's sort of grown into her role since SummerSlam and everything she's kind of gone through. So you could totally do that. Easy peasy.
You could.
So, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the future holds, but I know that this does it for season 6 of Total Divas. And this does it for the Rack Extra. We're done for another season.
No.
Like at least till Total Bellas comes back.
Which is in the fall. What are we going to do all summer? We need a new show.
Well, we have the other show. No. The one that's on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
No, I mean a show to watch is what I meant. We need a summer show.
When is the Royals coming back?
Probably in the fall.
Damn it.
Anyone have suggestions for a summer show? We kind of need one.
You have suggestions for a summer show, you can tweet us. Rack Radio Show. Wild Talk Radio. Linz Ward. And we will take your suggestions for a summer show. We may even review them. Who knows? Because, well, we're out of shows. Like, they're all going on hiatus. They're all ending. And some of them are on the bubble, and I don't know if they're going to come back. Don't cancel Timeless. Do you hear me, ABC? I know this is an e-podcast, but ABC, do you hear me? Do not cancel Timeless. I will cry. It's an awesome show. Check it out. It has a dude named Wyatt.
ABC, you can totally cancel Timeless. Because it's not an ABC show.
Or, I'm sorry, NBC.
Well.
CBS. Who has it?
NBC had it.
Oh, did they cancel it?
This does it for the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 16, right here on the Wild Talk right now. We'll see you this fall with Total Bellas, and maybe during the summer. Maybe we'll do something special for you guys during the summer. Never know. It's the Rack Extra. But check out the Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. As you mentioned, at Rack Radio Show on the Facebook, the Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, at Linz Ward. Subscribe, follow us on the Instagrams, Instagram.com/RackRadioShow for funny dog, ponies, pigs, donkeys, and
animals galore
and actual eventually serious stuff. Make sure you bookmark rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Please leave a comment if you like the show. Please, only helps us. youtube.com/rackradioshow. Getting out all the plugs because I don't usually plug it all, but just subscribe. The bigger subscriber numbers, the more downloads we get, the better things we can do for everybody. So subscribe, like us on iTunes, subscribe on YouTube. Just do me that favor. Thank you. That's all I gotta say.
So for Rock, I'm Lizzie Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra, and we'll be in the back in the fall with Total Bellas. Till then, bye.